I'm Jared Carpenter, and this is More Than Blockchain. Welcome to the Car Studio if you are watching on YouTube. If you're listening on podcast platforms, I hope this sounds okay because I don't have my normal mic. I hope it's crisp. Today, we are going to be talking about pig butchering. Kind of weird. It's a whole new thing that I just found out about 24 hours ago, and I've been going down a rabbit hole, but I wanted to talk about it here. I work professionally in Bitcoin, and when I'm not doing that, you know, I say my 9-to-5 is Bitcoin, and my 5-to-9 is working on More Than Blockchain and other things related to crypto, so it's kind of exciting. But I'm highly aware that there are scams in crypto. I get messaged all the time on Instagram and Twitter, people saying, hey, if you give me $100, I'll turn it into $1,000 by the end of the week. I've put out a video, episode 112, I will link it below as well, that talks about the 10 red flags. If you see in crypto, they are scams. They are likely scams. You need to run the other way or reach out and ask me, hey, is this a scam? If you'd like to do that, I'm around. Going back to the pig butchering, it was yesterday when I saw a video. It was super clickbaity. It was by Dr. Phil, and it says, couple loses $100,000 to crypto scam. And I just had to click. I wish I was stronger, but I had to click. And I think that it's really important as someone professionally and personally in the space to learn about the scams, to not only protect myself, but then to inform others. And that's what I hope to be doing here. And the scam is essentially somebody reached out to a couple and said, here, let me help you get really wealthy. And the person reached out to the couple using an influencer account that he basically, it wasn't obviously the influencer that the couple had been following on YouTube. It was a fake account of the influencer. And then that divulged into, you know, if you send me over some money, kind of like the Nigerian prince scam, send me some money and let me double or triple that in a couple weeks. So the money was sent over, and then the mechanism to double or triple it was using crypto. So really, crypto has nothing to do with the actual scam. It is just the newest medium through which people are saying you can get rich quick, right? Maybe it used to be, you know, if you send me some money over, I'll buy gold, and I know how to manipulate the gold market, and then I'll send you back, double your money in 2 weeks. Now it's just send me your money. And because people, unfortunately, are not crypto literate, they just assume when you put money in crypto and you have someone who knows what they're doing, you're going to be able to double or triple your money in 2 weeks. The reality of it is that is not true. I always say that Bitcoin is a get rich slow scheme. It will take years, but in theory, you should do pretty well. However, people today, due to their economic situation, or just due to the human nature to want to believe that you can become wealthy overnight, they're starting to put money into these scams. They're sending, like this couple did, $100,000 to someone on the internet who then says they're going to invest it in crypto and start to double or triple their money. Once again, this really, as you can see, has nothing to do with crypto or blockchain. They're just using that as the shiny object to get couples on the hook. So this is called pig butchering, and I had never heard that before, and this was only yesterday that I heard that. And pig butchering goes into a much larger network that is primarily, from what I've seen now from multiple videos, based in Asia. And there I want to switch into the second video I watched that really inspired me to make this video about pig butchering. I watched a video by Vice, and it said, this is the biggest crypto scam currently going on. So when I saw that, I was like, I should watch it. I want to make sure I'm up to date so I don't get scammed. And once again, I can share this information with you guys, my listeners, my community, people who pay attention to More Than Blockchain. So I'm also going to leave that link below if you want to watch that. I highly recommend that you actually watch both of those videos. If you are in crypto or interested in crypto or know people that are in crypto, understanding the depths of how serious this is probably good. Probably going to provide you some perspective. So the Vice video, as you can imagine, goes out and it gets out into the world in parts of Asia where this pig butchering is happening. Now, it also defines pig butchering, which is really good. Pig butchering is essentially when scammers get high net worth individuals or middle class individuals from the West on the hook, get them to send $100,000, then another $100,000 to invest, and then another $100,000. And then finally, when they're fattened up enough and they've given enough money, just like the pig, when you're ready to kill it and you want some bacon, then they disappear and the money's gone. That is essentially what pig butchering is. Now, pig butchering goes much deeper and it has a huge human cost and a huge human toll that was kind of honestly disturbing to watch. So If you don't want to see disturbing stuff, maybe don't watch the Vice clip. But if you want to see the reality of really what's happening, I would say please go ahead and learn more. Essentially, what is happening is there are Asian migrants that are being brought from certain countries to other countries within Asia, and they are being promised a job. So it's like, hey, if you move from country A to country B, you will be, let's say, from China to Cambodia, you will be rewarded with a job. We'd love to give you a job if you come to Cambodia. So this person may say, okay, let me go to Cambodia and get my job. I need money. I'd love to send money back to my family to support them. So they will show up. And as soon as they show up, they are basically put in a compound. Their cell phone is taken away. Their passport is taken away. And they're basically stripped of their humanity in the way that they are treated almost immediately. From there, they are given a playbook as to how to go online, create fake social media accounts, fake Instagram accounts, fake TikTok accounts, fake Facebook accounts, and then go out and find people under a certain avatar that they are basically going to target. So the scammers in pig butchering are actually being scammed themselves, in some ways worse. They are being beat up. They are being deprived of food. They are not being allowed to sleep for days until they have results. The results being getting someone normally from the West who has hundreds of thousands of dollars, who's just sold their house or has liquidity to basically invest in whatever scam that they are running. So both sides of the equation are being scammed. And then at the end of this, there is a boss that is making money. But this was really tough to learn about, really tough to see. And I think it's something that everyone should kind of be in tune to because it is happening. It's on a large scale. And the reason why it's able to kind of proliferate and even grow beyond where it is today is because these scammers are setting up in countries that just don't have the laws to kind of look out for this stuff, don't have the regulations in place to even like start at the base level of what it is, which is kind of human trafficking. And I guess it's not kind of, it is human trafficking. When you entice someone to come from another country to a different country, and then you basically turn them into slaves, we are talking about modern day human trafficking. So it's very disturbing, and I wanted to share it because I think in crypto, while we can celebrate the wins, we also need to be hypercritical of the losses and hypercritical of the darker parts of this industry. And right now, pig butchering for me has to probably be at the top because we are talking about, fraud. We're talking about global human trafficking here. We're talking about people's lives. These people are beaten until they basically are able to swindle somebody to send them money. This is not good. It seems to be continuing and it seems to even be growing around the world. So that is what this episode was about. I do not think that this is something that is going to go away, unfortunately. I think the demand for this will continue as these bosses and these crime syndicates make money. They will continue to swindle people to come to their compounds where they will hold them basically as slaves and put them online for 24 hours a day, hunting people down on WhatsApp, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, anywhere where they can send a DM from a fake profile. That is what they are using. So please go ahead and share this with a friend, a family member, or work colleague. I think everyone needs to understand what is happening right now with pig butchering and the implications of it. More scams are only going to continue on the internet. And so I think it's important to take away two big things from this episode. One, I hope you understand a little bit more about what pig butchering is and that you dive into the two links below, one from Dr. Phil and one from Vice, which really lay out the scope of what pig butchering is. And two, you realize this actually has nothing to do with cryptocurrency being evil. Cryptocurrency is just a technology. However, in this particular circumstance, it is being leveraged to do harm. It is being leveraged as a mechanism through which people are getting scammed. But this has nothing to do with crypto inherently being evil or inherently being a scam. I do hope that you consider sharing this with a friend, family member, or work colleague that is maybe interested in crypto or is on social media or on the internet, probably everyone that you know, because these scams are going to continue to happen. And as people get into credit card debt, or maybe they can't pay their mortgage or what have you, people will start to look for avenues of easy money. And as people start to look for avenues of easy money, they may put their guard down. And then maybe they're contacted by somebody who they follow on social media, who they inherently trust, and maybe that's a fake account, and that is how pig butchering is spreading. Please share this, like I said, with a friend, family member, or work colleague. I think it's a very important episode, a little bit more of a serious episode than maybe I would like to do, but I think it's something very important to call out. We're also now in season 7. This is episode 121. So we're moving forward. We are post-halving. Follow us on social media at More Than Blockchain, wherever you are. And if you come across a scam and you think it's a scam before you invest any money, feel free to reach out to me. You can DM me on Instagram is probably the best place, at More Than Blockchain, to ask, hey, Jarrett, is this a scam? I'll give you my 5 cents or my 2 sats, as we say, and then we can move forward. No matter where you listen to the podcast, please go ahead and subscribe. If that's on YouTube and you're watching my car studio, or if it's on a podcast platform, please go ahead and subscribe. Thanks so much for checking out this episode of More Than Blockchain, and I'll see you next time.